This is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. This election season, there's a good chance you have donated money online or watched a political video on YouTube. A new survey shows how the internet is transforming the relationship between voters and the candidates. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joins me now to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So tell us about this new survey.
Well, it was conducted by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, and it shows how our online habits have changed during the 2008 election. The level of online activism has spiked, given that more people are directly engaged, either forwarding emails or reading campaign literature or, as you said, watching videos on YouTube. So here are a few highlights. Nearly half of Americans have used the internet, email, and text messaging to get political news. During this campaign, the number of people who have made political contributions online is triple that of 2004, and 35% of Americans have watched a political video online. That's three times the number in 2004.
Now, we all know about the death of NBC's Tim Russert this week, but that hit the blog pretty heavily too, didn't it?
It did. And Moji Odorinde, who's one of our readers, wrote, "I will miss Tim Russert profoundly. I know there are many journalists who are well-gifted, but I've got to be honest, it just won't be the same." And on our blog, we have a piece from Gwen Ifill of PBS who wrote for The Root, and she wrote about how Russert's had impacted her career and life. And a reader named Vanita Fluker read that and wrote, "I have always considered Gwen Ifill solid, balanced, and brutally honest. If we have truly moved forward on race, I find no one else more competent to sit at the head of the Meet the Press table but Miss Ifill."
Now, another big story, Tiger Woods, of course, winning the U.S. Open, 14th major title. We now know he's out for the rest of the season. Yeah. What are people saying about him?
Well, a guy named Paul Consiglio wrote, "Tiger Woods must join Muhammad Ali as the greatest." And the morning after Woods was celebrating his win, New York Mets manager Willie Randolph was getting a pink slip. So we talked about his firing on the blog as well, to which a reader named Don W. wrote, "Willie Randolph is a class act, and I know he will be successful in the future with some other team. He will come back." So we'll see.
We'll have to see. Some of the other big stories on the blog this week.
People are still talking about R. Kelly. There's no shortage of opinions about that and his acquittal. NASCAR getting slapped with a $225 million racial and sexual discrimination lawsuit. So we have all the details about that in our blog.
Wow. We often use the web to reach out to our listeners for input or for help. What are we looking for this week?
Well, for a series of upcoming reports, we're looking for people who can tell us how much gas costs per gallon where they live, how gas prices have affected their daily life, if at all, and if they've considered getting rid of their SUV for a more fuel-efficient car. So if so, if that fits the bill for anybody, they can hit us up at nprnewsandviews.org.
All right. Jeffrey Bennett, thank you so much. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, joining me right now from our studios here at NPR West. Thanks again, Jeff.
Yeah.